the love. I'm hanging on, we push each other. Possession is the motivation that is hanging up.
You know, one of the best posters that I've seen lately said, "Get the red out of the White House." Well, I'm sure they weren't talking about Native Americans that had decided to make a visit up there over the weekend. Good evening, my friends, and welcome to another installment of Life, Liberty, and All That Jazz. I'm your host for the program, Jeffrey Bennett, and you're listening to this program live on this 10th day of January, 2011, right here on RBN. I just got a beep in my ear, and it kind of threw me for a second. Anyway, glad to have you here. Interesting weekend. The events unfolding down in Tucson are doing exactly what I expected it to do. Is raise the scepter in the heavyweight discussion about gun grabs and gun control once again. I obviously just lived 2 hours away from where this tragedy happened. I also noticed that a large percentage of the people who were shot and or killed are of the non-Southern Baptist persuasion. Not that that really has anything to do with it, other than the fact that it seems that only non-Southern Baptists go to hear another non-Southern Baptist speak. But that's an issue for another day and not one I'll waste any more time with today. I'm sure that every program on the network and around the alternative media has spent the entire day dissecting this situation. I've said all I have to say about it. Stocks ended somewhat mixed as the earnings season begins. Telecommunication companies are leading the way down, believe it or not, which I found quite surprising. Dow Jones Industrial, after somewhat of a roller coaster day, closed down 37 points. They ended their trading day at 11,637. The NASDAQ was up 5, closing at 2708. S&P 500 off 2, closing at 1270. Global Dow currently even at 2084. Oil up 27 cents a barrel. They're going to just bound and determined to keep it above that 19 figure, but it's at 89.50 right now. Over on the precious metals side of the aisle, currently sitting at about $1,376 on gold. It was up a little bit today. Silver had a nice day, up 28 or 30 cents, closed at 29.13. We got to go to a break. We will be back.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
With romance, too many bedrooms, I slept in by chance, drowning out my sorrow, longing for.
Welcome back, my friends. An enjoyable duet with Barry Manilow along with Mel Torme. Very unusual and frankly a delectable gem of an album. Once again, returning to the metals, let's take a look at the after hours now at 1907 New York time, which would have been, a couple hours ago, I guess. Rhodium stayed even at 2,380 an ounce. Palladium even at 751. Platinum off $3. Platinum closed at $1,736. Now, silver closed at 2,908, but is currently up at about 2,912 in the aftermarket. So it's been a good day for silver. Gold at 1,375.60 on the closing. However, it is currently sitting at 1,376.60. So there are things going on. And I got to be honest, it's something that I don't look at on a moment-to-moment basis because it just isn't all that important. Oh, yeah, no, well, this program is brought to you by Republic Trading Group. You can find us on the Internet at republictradinggroupinternational.com. We're going to spend a part of this program going through some headlines of the day and just a couple of quick reviews, things to think about, news information and tidbits that are out there. We got a couple of great jazz videos up there on the site today. And one of the columns in a continuation of our ongoing discussion, the title is headed Retirement Looms, Time to Get Nervous. Now that baby boomers are starting to hit the official retirement age, they face a variety of financial headaches that previous generations avoided. They just put off until tomorrow what they could not deal with on that given day. This is one I found interesting. Gallons of blood spilled by the Aztecs to appease Cenicienta, the god of maize. Now someone must have upset it because rising maize prices could force the price of tortillas up by 50%, according to the makers of the corn pancakes. Of course, all that matters. Maize remains central to Mexicans' diet and culture. Each of them gets through 90 kilos of tortillas a year in tacos, enchiladas, or on their own. The price of tortillas worries economists as well because they make up 1.2% of the consumer price index down in Mexico. Well, you know, that wouldn't bother a lot of us because, you know, we're right here in the Estados Unidos. No, we don't need you, but I guess we're going to get you anyway. The title of the article is Tortilla Wars. Rising maize prices could force the price of tortillas up by 50 cents or 50%. What is that going to mean at Del Taco and Taco Bell and Manuelos and your favorite Mexican restaurant? The cost of your tortilla is going to go up there, too. Why not? All the other foodstuffs seem to be going up 50, 60, 70%. But, oh, there's no inflation. Everybody's doing just fine and dandy. Interesting column, how to escape from debt slavery. This is one that's got to be important to each and every one of you. If you have poor, if you have net negative worth, there's hope. Once you have the bare necessities covered, buy silver, according to what the article says. Don't expect inflation to bail you out. When we get a new currency, your debt will likely still be there. What is coming is a dollar devaluation, not a hyperinflation with wages being adjusted. Dollar debt will be wiped out, but primarily with respect to gold, not with respect to wages. Now, that's an interesting column you need to take a look at and read. You're going to find it over at RepublicTradingGroupInternational.com. It's in the lower segment of today's postings. And because I know an awful lot of you won't bother doing it, maybe we'll just share that column as part of tomorrow's program on Tuesday. Simon Black, whose first-person observations of the world outside of America have made his website, Sovereign Man, truly an entertaining and informative read. Black has been anticipating the encroaching transition of America to a controlled state, shares his 2 cents on this past weekend's tragic shooting in Arizona. Whoever wrote this said Florida. Unbelievable. With one of their own being victimized, I am concerned, he says, that politicians will close ranks, capitalize on the social mood to generate a renewed faith in government and pass a host of reactionary policies, all after sanitizing their Twitter feeds for any reference to violence, of course. Perhaps some form of gun control is in the works. Don't kid yourself. There was more new gun control bills injected into Congress today. One guy even wants to make it against the law to have pictures of elected officials with, you know, the little circles with the little target thing kind of over the front of it. Ben Bernanke has in the Senate have told the states to buzz off. They're all blowing smoke again. In other words, you're not going to get any help. Very interesting column. It came from my friend down in Argentina. It's going to be interesting to see how the CFTC and the Obama administration and the COMEX deal with this particular situation with silver. I want you to listen to this carefully. There is a disposition of the massive paper short positions that appear to be undeliverable. It could prove to be a watershed event, or at least an interesting scandal to observe as it unfolds. You see, there are currently massive silver withdrawals taking place at the COMEX. Now, what do you think that's going to do to the value of the silver that you own, or the cost of the silver that you have yet to purchase? I want you to think about that real carefully. Real carefully. Thanks, Bob. Appreciate that. I got your papers. It did not get jammed. Very interesting. My Wednesday program is getting ready to unfold. It's coming together. It's going to be a doozy. You know, most Americans are so accustomed to the new normal of continual economic decline that they don't even remember how good things were just a few short years ago. I mean, remember way, way back in the year 2007, unemployment was very low. Good jobs were easy to get. Far few Americans were living in poverty or enrolled in welfare programs, and government finances were in a lot better shape. Of course, most of that prosperity was fueled by massive amounts of debt, but at least times were better. We were doing better. Remember a while back we talked about those 110 analysts believe that gold is going to go parabolic to $3,000 or more? Some say $5,000. At one point in time, there were up to 84 analysts that felt this was going to happen. Now it's up to 110. Now it's at 122. They've taken the bold step of projecting the price at which gold will achieve its parabolic peak with six individuals claiming that the peak price will be realized sometime in 2011. Some have adjusted their previous prognostications higher, given gold's strong advance in 2010. Others have jumped aboard what has become a bandwagon of optimism. The majority, 84 out of the 110, maintained that gold will ultimately reach $5,000 an ounce. Got yours yet? It's still reachable. Just like the rest of America, only worse. 10 states where the poverty rates are soaring right now. Absolutely going insane. Food stamp participation rates, it's unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. Where are the poverty rates soaring, huh? Where are the states soaring? Well, this is good. I open up a site and this comes up and says, guns don't kill people. People kill people. But do we really want guns for sale at Walmart? You know, this is the kind of crap that's going to be coming out now for days. Days. Maybe weeks. Maybe longer. I love this. You pop these things open. Oh, look at this. The top 10 states with the highest food stamp participation rates. Maine, New Mexico, Kentucky, Michigan, Louisiana, Oregon, West Virginia, Tennessee, Mississippi, and the worst of all, in District of Columbia, 19.7 out of every 100 people in Washington, D.C. are receiving food stamps. Even Maine, 17.28 out of every 100 receive food stamps? You've got to be kidding me. That's insane. Absolute insanity. The Red Queen of deleveraging. Trump's Bernanke's plan to reignite the Goldilocks economy. Ain't gonna happen. Texas deficit has come in worse than the worst expectations. $27 billion two-year shortfall. And yet, Texas has not been hit with the real estate debacle. How is that possible? Are they robbing Peter to pay Paul? By the way, newly seated or newly reseated governor, Jerry Brown, has introducing a financial package or discussion in the state of California that is going to put a world of hurt on those people in the Golden State. Well, the first thing they can do is boot all the illegals out, and I bet they'd find that they wouldn't be having such difficult trouble. But they keep placating them because they're scared to death that the illegals are going to create war in California. And in one form or another, they already have. Citicorp or Citigroup has got a brand new report out talking about why absolutely no sovereign debt is safe. Scaring the hell out of people. Stay with us. Can we come back? We've got something we're going to talk about. It's going to be a real eye-opener to a lot of people.
I got those icy fingers up and down my spine. The same old witchcraft when you're...
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to AshworthTraining.com.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-332-2000. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
This Bodie and Company just back out of the break with little Mark Whitfield. Nothing you've ever seen. Got a couple of great videos over on the site today. The one that I really want you to take a look at. I don't think she ever looked better than she did in this particular segment. Certainly, this gal had a boy. Just to watch her face is simply amazing when she sings. The gamut of emotions and her ability to do that. Billie Holiday, I Love You, Porgy. It's before she really looked bad in the later years. A couple more headlines on the site. Nothing changes in D.C. Our newly seated head of the House of Representatives, the majority leader, whatever he calls himself, John Boehner, surprisingly can't think of a single government program that he would cut. Yeah, he was quizzed by NBC's Brian Williams here recently, and the exact quote from the interview, Williams said, name a program right now we could do without. And Boehner says, well, I don't think I have one off the top of my head. Oh, boy, this guy is just right out of the little Newt Gingrich playbook, isn't he? Government spending per minute? $6.85 million the government is spending each and every minute. And what did Boehner do? Boehner, whatever. Last Thursday, they trimmed about 5 minutes worth from the budget. Boehner said that that was a strong signal of the new Congress's commitment to making the tough choices necessary to end Washington's job-killing spending binge. Oh, my God. USOFC, United States of Organized Financial Crime. Status quo is dependent on a financial mafia for its wealth, and it's loath to surrender it. You see, if the fraud stops, the financial system collapses. Foreclosure gate, problem that just does not seem to go away. You see, the mainstream media has become terrified of a court ruling in Massachusetts recently. Felix Salmon, who nobody would accuse of being pro-bank, sees a real possibility of a systemic housing market and banking system catastrophe if the ruling recently passed in Massachusetts is repeated in other states. Did you realize we just put, they're planning on putting 3 million jobs in this country by the end of the year? Did you know that? Janet Yellen. Oh, boy, Yellen's a good name. She thinks the Fed's going to create 3 million jobs by the end of the Fed? How does the Fed create jobs? They're planning on creating 250,000 jobs a month. Does anybody believe that's going to happen? some months ago on this program, we discussed the fact that we would have to create 250,000 jobs a month for the next 10 years without missing a single month just to bring unemployment back to 5%. Interesting. We'll call them about gold and silver. Gold Outlook 2011, irreversibly upward pressures and the China effect. The author says, although we're speaking about gold in this column today, I'd be remiss ignoring silver's performance, up 78% in 2010, as it is like gold beginning to assume its role as a monetary metal. Platinum was also up 17% last year. Gold bull market, which began at a low of $255 an ounce in early 2001, looks as strong as ever after hitting a new high price of $1,420 an ounce in late December. In the initial years, gold's rise had more to do with being a cheap asset following a 20-year bear market through the 80s and 90s. More lately, its strength reflects deep-seated investor concerns regarding ongoing global monetary instability, which has been created by persistent global trade imbalances, quantitative easing, and the intervention by central banks to weaken their own currencies, of which Japan is the latest example. In our column almost at the top today, the Patriot Liberty Movement has rallied or railed against the Federal Reserve for decades, inexorably attached to the abolishment of the private banking monopoly. The entire political career of Ron Paul is an inspiration for any citizen who values liberty and defends the U.S. Constitution. The Federal Reserve is the enemy of America. The central cause for the financial collapse of this country rests upon the fractional reserve debt-created money racket, which relegates the taxpayer to chattel slavery status. You know it's true. And the politicians fear that at some breaking point you will rise up and force a return to honest money. Now, in my particular case, I just made the decision to acquire my own honest money. One guy says that not owning gold is a form of pure insanity. Another column asks the question, what's the matter with money? Current and common anxieties have prompted many people to seek instant scapegoats, which has often led to intensified denunciations of greed and avarice, the me generation, and the attempts of a few politicians during the past decades to contain government expenditures. And finally, before we go to the break, a former Reagan budget director has warned that America has reached the point of no return. When we come back, a warning and an education for all of you.
Listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information, 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey Kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, You can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, the online store. It's a featured product.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Probably was not the wisest choice of music to bring you back out of the break with. Today is an auspicious day. Of course, he's not been with us for some years now, but happy birthday to Max Roach, who was one of the most brilliant jazz drummers who ever lived. Oh, everybody knows the names Krupa and stuff like that, but in my mind, Roach was the man. And I'm sure he smoked his fair share of them, too. Great video up on the site. Billy Taylor and Max Roach, go enjoy it. For those of you who are enjoying the jazz, we try to bring you some new stuff each and every day. One of the things that I've tried to live for an awful lot of years, and something that I've tried to instill in many of the listeners of Republic Broadcasting Network, is this business about the type of gold and silver that you own. Now, I'm not going to get into a sales pitch, so to speak, today. That's not the whole purpose of this. The purpose of this is to back up what I have been telling you since I returned to Republic Trading Group and Republic Broadcasting back in, I think it was late September, early October. Peter Schiff, who's a highly recognized and lauded or applauded economic writer, has written a piece that I had to come share with you because it supports exactly what I've been trying to tell you. Now, this is going to be directed to two types of people out there in specific, but all of you in general. Those of you who have maybe recently been introduced to the concept of gold and silver ownership. And those of you who maybe began buying 10, 15, 20 years ago, 5 years ago, but began to buy what too many people incorrectly refer to as numismatic coins. Now, they are numismatic, but then you see historically any coin that was ever minted for circulation has so-called numismatic value. But what they're really talking about is the gold coins that have been certified by the major grading services, PCGS, NGC, and numerous others. Peter Schiff has one very simple comment. Numismatics are fool's gold. Now, I've been trying to share with you this concept for a long time. There is a lot of discussion over the years, this so-called hype about gold confiscation. We've tried to debunk the myth that collectible or numismatic coins would offer effective protection. But there is another sales pitch that most of the dealers out there will use while trying to upsell you into these certified rarities. They argue that on investment merits alone, numismatics are a better bet. And while it may be a more rational line of thinking than the typical confiscation con, it is bad advice for investors hoping to protect their assets in an economic slump. Schiff has been urging his investors to keep at least 5 to 10% of their portfolios in physical precious metals and add even more exposure when appropriate. The advice far outside of the Wall Street mainstream stems from many of our views of the kind of crisis we are approaching. Of course, Peter Schiff is hawking for a particular product. It is a certificate program. No, we're not going to talk about certificates. I still believe in physical gold and silver ownership, my friends. Now, you need to understand a number of things. Numismatics, these certified gold pieces, are like stamps. They're not like stocks. They're like any other collectible. They're only worth what some other collector is willing or has the ability to pay for it. The reason a numismatic coin can sell for double or triple or many multiples of the value of the metal it contains is that a collector values the rarity and or beauty of the said coin. As an investment, it's on par with stamps or baseball cards. You remember the ones that your mother threw out when you went off to war? Some people do make money flipping these items, but it's usually an experienced broker who can buy at a steep discount and sell at a large markup, kind of like a pawn shop does. Usually sells it to a collector who takes pleasure in owning the item but does not expect a profit from it, or to a naive investor who thinks he can make money selling it on to a collector or a greater pool. And that, you see, is where the problem lies. If you're buying numismatic coins, graded certified coins, chances are you're making a fast-talking salesman very rich at your own expense. I've shared this story with you before. How many of you are out there buying certified $5 and $10 and $20 gold coins in the belief that these are numismatic coins that will exempt you from confiscatory policy if it should ever come up again? Or more importantly, that, oh, well, you know, these numismatic coins are always worth money, more money than their bullion content. No, they're only worth more money when they're trying to sell them to you, try to get rid of them. That's a different ballgame. Look, we got plenty of competitors on the alternative airways, and they, you know, whether they're manufacturing cheese on the side or they're installing mufflers or whatever the case may happen to be, they're out there. Then you got the lascivious ones out in California, you know, the ones that advertise on Fox News, the guys that'll always give a good-looking woman a leering look. Of course, then there's the other folks that'll give you a real line when they're trying to sell you gold. You can figure out who I'm talking about. If you can't, then you're probably not a buyer of the metal anyway. You see, these slicky boy salesmen, they all have charts showing the performance of rare, collectible, and numismatic coins against regular bullion-type coins. Of course, the chart always shows the numismatics performing much better, but those graphs inevitably track extremely rare coins, which are cherry-picked with the benefit of hindsight. For every one rare coin that outperforms, there's probably 10 or more that severely underperform. Only afterward would you know which coin you should have bought. But then the coin you should have bought probably had a selling price of $80,000 or more on it. The people that I've spoken with that over the last 10, 15, 20 years have gone out and bought Mid-State 61 material or Mid-State 62, 63. Even those who bought common generic date Mid-State 65 and 66 coins. They've not done particularly well. Last week I got a phone call from a former client. I remembered her name instantly. I remembered fondly some marvelous political conversations she and I had a long time ago. I suspect it's been 16, 17 years since she and I have spoken. And yet somehow she remembered me and sought out to find me. And we began to go through her portfolio, her list. The sad thing is the highest quality coins in her collection, Mid-State 66 Morgan dollars, which at one brief point in time went up to some lofty values of $600-$700 a piece, are today, frankly, only worth about what she paid for them back in 1994. $200 a coin. That doesn't mean you can buy them for $200 a coin, but from a wholesale standpoint, that's all they're worth. That's pretty scary. You see, all of these comparisons typically measure times of relative affluence when coin collectors are flush. These charts that you might look at are likely to reverse during a recession, not to mention the inflationary depression that we are most likely going to experience. You see, when times are tough, coin collectors are just as broke as everybody else. And believe me, if you've been out buying those common date MS certified $10 and $20 gold pieces, those aren't even collector's pieces. They're collector's pieces because somebody told you they were. The comparisons that these dealers emit, the high markups and the markdowns that would more than wipe out the alleged profits for retail investors. I've talked to you about this cartel control crap before. In the last 2.5-3 years, the only common date certified $20 gold coins that have done worth a darn were the MS64s. And even that, I wouldn't say have done all that horribly well. I mean, come on, I could chart some things and let's see where gold was in 07. Let's see where it is today. That's, 3.5-4 years down the road and gold's up $400-$500 an ounce. How come the coins haven't gone up that much? Because they haven't. When we start talking about bullion gold, now bullion gold, contrary to what the certified phony rarities are, they're more often a real investment. It's something you own so you can trade locally for the stuff you need, the food, the clothes, a roof over your head, even if the other guy ain't a coin enthusiast. In other words, it's money. One of the characteristics that makes gold money is its uniformity, meaning each coin is the same as every other coin of the same weight. Diamonds aren't uniform because they vary in clarity and color. They're not money. Numismatic coins, which vary in rarity, condition, date of issue, etc., are not money. But bullion gold coins will always have value to your fellow Americans. Paper dollars have less and less. And as the dollar declines, the price of gold is going to continue to rise, reflecting the stable purchasing power of the yellow metal. And what's more, in a volatile environment, bullion gold will carry a premium just for being reliable and widely accepted money, just as the dollar does today. Now, here's the kicker. What is bullion gold and what's a numismatic? Well, typically, as I mentioned earlier, numismatic is any coin that was ever struck and meant for circulation, whether it was or was not. And yet, in the general scheme of what we make available to our clients here at Republic Trading Group, we'll offer some fives or tens or $20 gold pieces once in a while, but I'm not offering them based upon the graded certified nonsense, not unless I get a screaming deal on something. It's not the issue. Thanks, Doc. Glad to know you're out there, buddy. I got to give you a call later. Where's the cognac, brother? I'm ready to pop a cork, man. Here's the deal. the goal that we typically will come to you with, look, I've never made any bones about it since I've returned. You want to talk to me about Krugerrands, American Eagles, Canadian Maple Leafs? You want some Austrian Vienna Philharmonic 1 ounce gold bullion pieces? Maybe halves, maybe quarters, maybe 10th or 1/20th ounce pieces? You know what? That's my job, is to work for you, to go out and find out where we can fill the bill with the greatest number of ounces for the least amount of money. But we still want smaller pieces. Now, even though some of the other coins we discussed, like British Sovereigns or some of the Mexican Libertad, both in the gold and silver varieties, the French 10 and 20 franc pieces, the British Sovereign, still, I think, one of the best coins in the world to own. Coins from the Netherlands, the coins from Italy or Belgium or Austria, the old ones. Even though theoretically they are numismatic, they're really not sold for that purpose. They're sold for their bullion content. Yeah, they're over 100 years old. That's great. And maybe if the 1933 and the 1954 upgrades regarding confiscation, screw them. Once you got it, it's yours. Let me share something with you. If we enter, and when we enter into depressionary conditions, numismatics are going to drop in value, my friends, while the gold prices rise. And that is exactly what we've seen going on the last couple of years. Numismatic coins depend on the demand by collectors. Collectors are folks with lots of discretionary income. And when inflation is eating away savings and the economy is contracting, who are these mystery millionaires that are going to buy your stash of St. Gaudens $20 double eagles? Because the chances are the collectors are going to be liquidating their collections as they lose their jobs and their investments go south of the border. Oh, yeah, sure, the coin's gold content is going to provide a floor to their value that stamps and baseball cards don't have because, after all, they're paper. But the gold value is typically only a fraction of the made-up retail price of a numismatic coin. If you pay twice the bullion value to buy a rare coin, bullion could double in value, and you still might not be able to sell your coin for a profit. If you buy a regular bullion coin, the gold price only has to rise the amount of the markup above spot before you profit. And the way things are going, it just doesn't seem to take that long. I've got clients who've been in profit before they received their goods. Now you go figure that one out. So the simplicity of all states is, do not buy fool's gold. I'm going to share with you from a guy who has been doing this professionally for 20 years now, and who has been an owner of coins in all forms, collectible and bullion type, for 51 years now, my friends. The idea of numismatic coins as an investment right now, today, needs to be put to rest once and for all. Because gold's a commodity. All of these things are kind of pre-measured units of that commodity. They're stamped with a design as a quick signal of authenticity. Gold is also history's most reliable form of money, which makes it a good commodity to own when the world's paper money system is in upheaval. It's just like buying an Armani suit is not an investment in wool. Numismatics are not an investment in gold. No. Numismatics become an investment in blue sky. Or is it pie in the sky? Or just a straight-up BS song and dance? The only people who should be buying numismatics, true, high-grade, quality pieces, are those who appreciate the coins for their aesthetic value and take pleasure in, well, I won't say owning it, but just being the caretaker for a while. Not those of you hoping to preserve your wealth. Stay with us. We'll have some closing and final comments on the subject.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each meal is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Hey, baby, going on down to Duke's Place. You know, it's funny, last week I came across a video, a very old video of Duke Ellington doing that place. But the piece of music wasn't called Duke's Place at that point in time. Maybe we'll post that for tomorrow. Let's just see what it was like back in the early days. Spending some time talking tonight about the fallacies of the so-called numismatic coin market. Don't misunderstand. There's some beautiful things to own out there. I still own an extremely fine collection of 1880 coins. Part of that was just a personal thing of my own. It was the year of the birth of my great-grandmother. And I own some very high-grade Proof 66, Proof 68 pieces that I very carefully hand-selected. But that's a different story. I'm not buying those with the aspect of protecting the wealth, so to speak. It's something that will go to my grandchildren, and 60, 70 years down the road, maybe it'll do them some good. I'm talking about the average person out there who has spent their time and their money in the last 20 years getting conned into buying these overpriced certified U.S. pre-1933 gold pieces. You'd have been far further ahead of the game buying American Eagles or Krugerrands or just British Sovereigns.
you would have truly seen some real gain. You would have seen nowhere near the percentage of markup. You'd have been in a profitable situation. That is how you protect your wealth. Look, my friends, gold still has a long, long bull market ahead of it. It's not too late for each and every one of you to dump their dollar for a real store of value. The key is to find a trustworthy dealer with fair markups, which is what we do here at Republic Trading Group. You want to avoid the dealers with these teaser prices on the bullion coins you want and their aggressive sales pitches for the numismatics you need to avoid. My challenge to you is this. If you've been one of those that were conned into buying the overpriced certified gold pieces, I don't care if you bought them from the discounts and the molies and the guacamoles. I don't care who you bought them from. If you've got certified U.S. $5 and $10 and $20 gold pieces and $2.50 gold pieces or the old commemorative dollars and $2.50 golds, you want to make a note. You want to call me. 1-800-691-7898. That's 800-691-7898. I've got no axe to grind here. It's a reality factor. Let us analyze your portfolio. Call me, but have a list ready. I've got such and such a coin. Here's the date. Here's the grade. Here's the grading service. And obviously, I need to know the denomination. Call me with a list prepared. Let's analyze it. Let's dissect it. Let's see if we can improve your position on gold without costing you one dime. He who owns the ounces is going to be the ruler of his or her own destiny as all of this continues to come apart. So that's the fact of the matter for the day. Hope you'll stay with us. We'll be back tomorrow. Bob's schedule will be with John tomorrow. I'll be there for part of it. Lord knows what the commentary will be, but I'm going to load you up this week. So till the good Lord sees fit to bring us together again, without apology, I am Jeffrey Bennett.
And your fingertips, they cannot be replaced. Oh, baby, what you got, nobody has. And I got you.
Gold, ever climbing.